We today begin our study together of the final chapter of Zechariah, Perek Yud Dalet, which might be familiar to you because it is the Haftorah for the first day of Sukkos. Again, following the Malbim, this 14th, and one might say, climax of the entire book of Zechariah is speaking about the final stage of the Geula, the last phase of the war of Gog and Magog, when they come for one last time in their war against Yerushalayim. Malbim compares this prophecy of Zechariah to the prophecies of Yechezkel Hanavi about this time, and sees in it a war between two great forces, with the Jewish people kind of stuck in the middle. Malbim identifies these forces as Edom and Yishmael, which in today's terms are Christianity and Islam. Hine Yom Bo Lashem, a day is coming, or the day has come, V'chulak Shalolech B'kirbech, and your spoils shall be divided in your midst. In other words, this is it. This is the last ordeal of the Jewish people, the last attack on Yerushalayim. Many will fall in the process, as we've already seen in the previous perek, but ultimately the remnant will remain and will remain in extremely good situation. V'yosafti es kol hagoyim el Yerushalayim la'milchom. I will bring together all the nations. Again, Malbim, that means Edom and Yishmael. I will bring them to Yerushalayim to a war. And there will be a stage when v'nilkedo ha'ir, the city will be captured. V'noshasu habotim, and the houses will be destroyed, will be trampled. The Hanoshim Tishokavno is how we read it, and the women will be violated, will be raped. The Yotzochatzi Hoir Bagolo, half of the people will go out into exile. Half of the people, the Jewish people. The Yeser Ha'om Lo Yikores Min Hoir, but there will be a half that will be able to remain in the city. That will be able to remain in the city. The Yotzo Hashem V'nilcham Bagoyim Hoheim, Ki yom hi lochamo biyom kerov. Ribbono shel Olam will come forth that day and will make a war against those nations as he makes war on a day of battle. The Malbim emphasizes here, again following his interpretations of the Nevuah of Yechezkel, that there will be a mahuma, a confusion, a panic, so that the two parties to the war, the two nations going to war here, one against the other, will destroy each other. They will go at each other's throats. And this is the difference between Kerov, for the Malbim, Kerov means a hand-to-hand combat. Milchoma means a long distance, arrows and stones and artillery and rockets. Kerov is hand-to-hand. And this will be a hand-to-hand battle, meaning there will be no intermediaries. There will be just one nation at the throats of another. V'yomdu raglo b'yom ha'hu al harazesim, on that day, his feet, kaviyochol, God's feet, will be as if God's feet are standing on the Mount of Olives. Asher al pnei Yerushalayim ikedem, the Mount of Olives harazesim, is the mountain just to the east of Yerushalayim. V'nivka harazesim, and that mountain will be split in half. There will be kind of an earthquake. And the mountain will be split in half. Mechetzio, Mizrocho v'yoma, east to west. In other words, the cut, the chasm will run from east to west. Gei gedolo mi'od, and will leave in its place a huge valley. Umosh chatzi hohir tzofona, half of the mountain will go north. V'chetzio negbo, and half south. And Malbim explains that this is consistent with the Nevuah of Yechezkel in Kapitel Memches, who speaks of a Yerushalayim which will be situated 45 mil, huge distance, from the place of the Beis HaMikdash. And Yerushalayim will remain there, the Mikdash will remain there, Yerushalayim will be moved. And this is consistent with what we're seeing here now. The whole south part of the Har will move south, the north part will move north. Now we have an interesting thing. The next words as we read it are V'nastem, which means, and you will flee. Gei horai, ki yagia gei horim el otzal. You will flee because the mountains will reach a place far south called Otzal. V'nastem ka'asher nastem ipnei horash. And you will flee as you flee in the days gone by of the earthquake bimei Uziyahu melech Yehuda, in the time of Uziyah, when there was an earthquake. However, there will be a difference between that earthquake and this one, because that earthquake was God's punishment. This earthquake is God's deliverance. And that's why the pasuk ends, Uvo Hashem Elokai Kol Kedoshim Imach. God will be there, and all of His holy ones will be with Him, meaning it will not be a defeat. It will not be a calamity. Quite the contrary. Now here we have an interesting thing. The first time the word V'nastem appears here at Perek and Pasuk He, which we interpreted to mean that everybody will flee, and they will flee, writes the Malbim, into the valley, because they will understand that the earthquake in the valley has already occurred, so it's not going to occur again, and the safest place to be is exactly where the earthquake occurred, so people will run to that gay, to that cliff, to that chasm, to that gully between the two halves of the mountain. However, the Malbim draws us our attention to something very unusual in Tanakh, and that is a different reading. Some read it not v'nastem, which means and you will flee, but rather v'nistam, it will become closed, meaning that the gap will close itself. It will close up. It will be like a yawn. The mountain will yawn and then reclose. V'nistam gehorai. And interestingly enough, the Radak speaks about this and says that although the Targum Yonason and Ibn Ezra too offer the reading v'nistam rather than v'nastem, but the Radak writes shelo ro'o rak nusach v'nastem, which means nisah ubricha, fleeing, running away. So you have an interesting different girsa, a different version, or certainly different way to read that word. The pasuk continues v'hoya bayom ha'hu lo yihye or yikoros v'kipa'on. On that day there will be no light. God will suspend all natural light. And the Malbim explains Yikaros means that type of light which is or panimi or atzmi, like the sun. It has its own light. Kipa'on refers to or chozer, meaning reflected light. So Yikaros is sunlight. Kipa'on is the moon, which does not have a light of its own but reflects the sun's light. There will be no longer any light, natural light. For Hoya Yom Echad, it will be one day, because if there's no sun and no sunset, no sunrise, there's no night and day, it's all one. Hu Yivodal Hashem lo yom lo laila, it will be a day known to God, no day and no night. For Hoya Le'es Erev Yihye Or, toward evening it will become light again. The Malbim says that we can understand this, of course, literally, but we can also stand this symbolically as what he calls a melitza nifla'a, a wonderful metaphor. The metaphor is that no longer will we depend upon forces of nature to be the forces in our life. The force in our life will be God and only God. No longer will there be periods in our lives which are dark and periods in our lives which are light. periods of success and periods of failure, but rather it will all be light. In the words of Malbim, Rak Or Votov Vishalom Vahatzlacha, there will be only light and good and peace and success. The pasuk continues, V'hoyo bayom ahu yetzu mayim chayim mirushalayim. Remember back in Perek Yud Gimli we learned that in the first stage, in the early stage of the war of Gog and Magog, there will be a well, a river, which will be fascinating, but will only really sustain the local population of Yerushalayim. But now we're in the last stage of the war. In the last stage of the war, Zechariah saw what Yechezkel saw, namely, a huge river will come out of Yerushalayim, a river which will extend Chetzyom El Hayom HaKadmoni VeChetzyom El Hayom HaAcharon. It will go from sea to shining sea, from the eastern sea to the western sea. Pakayetzu Vachoretz Yihyeh, Vachoref Yihyeh. It will be a sea, a river, a raging river in summer and in winter. In Eretz Yisrael, in winter, sometimes the rivers rage. In summer, the rivers are almost totally dry. The river beds are dry. Not this river. This river will be a huge river which will flow from east to west, winter and summer. And again, Malbim says that we can interpret this literally, or we can interpret this symbolically, that this water represents the Word of God. This represents the true religion, which now will spread all over the world, all over the world. And then we have this famous pasuk, V'hoyo Hashem l'melech al kol ha'oretz, on that day God will be king over all the world. V'yom ha'hu yihyeh Hashem echod u'shmo echod, on that day God will be one and His name will be one. Which means everyone will believe in the one God. There will no longer be many beliefs, dualistic beliefs, polytheistic beliefs. Everyone will believe in the Ribono shel Olam. And as Chazal say, that this will be a time when the Shem Shemayim will be Kriyaso Kichsivaso. We will read it as it is written. Now we don't read as it is written, the Shem Hashem, Yud He, and then Vav He. We just say Hashem. Then, on that day, Shemo Echad, there will be one name of God, and we will read it the way it is written. Yisov Kol Horetz Koharova Migeba L'Rimon. The whole land will spread. In other words, Yerushalayim will spread to the south. Negev Yerushalayim to the places of Geba Rimon. V'ro'amo v'yoshva sachteho l'mishar binyomin ad mekom shar horishon ad shar hapinim u'migdal chananel ad yikvei hamelech. The whole Yerushalayim will extend. It will extend from, like the Arava, from Geva to Rimon, and it shall be perched high. It shall be inhabited from the gates of Binyamin to the corner gates, to the tower of Hananel, to the king's wine presses. Everything will extend and spread, the Yashruva. And they will dwell there. V'cherem lo yihyeh od. There will no longer be destruction. There will no longer be things being laid waste. There will no longer be defeat. There will no longer be churban, but rather the Yoshua Yerushalayim levetach, Jerusalem will dwell in security. This will be the plague, Asher Yigof Hashem Eskol Ha'amim, which God will inflict upon all the nations of the world, Asher Tzovah Wal Yerushalayim. All those who came to wage war against Yerushalayim will now suffer this plague, and the plague is a horrible one. Homek Bisarov Hu Omeid Al Raglov Ve'enov Timaknov Echorehen Ulishono Timak Befihem. The plague will be that their flesh will rot while they're standing on their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouths. On that day, there will be a great panic in the world. And for the Malbim, this means people will try to support one another. But it won't work. They will be go up against one another. There will be such a panic. Yehuda also will not just sit idly by, but will engage in this war. And all the wealth of all the nations all around, great amounts of gold, silver, and clothing will be gathered in. This will be a plague upon all the horses, meaning the symbols of war, hapered, hagomol, vahachamor, mule, camel, donkey, v'chol habehemo asher yihiyeh b'machanos ohemo kamakefo hasos. All the animals in those camps will also suffer this plague. And v'hoyo kol hanosor mikol hagoyim, those nations who will survive this horrible war, all these nations that came against Yerushalayim. Now, they will come to Yerushalayim as pilgrims. V'yalu midei shona v'shona, every year they will come, lihishtachavos l'melech Hashem Tzevokos, to bow to God, the God of hosts, v'lochog es chag hasukos, and to celebrate the chag hasukos. Because the mapola, the downfall of Gog, will happen on Chag HaSukkos, and Chag HaSukkos will become like Memorial Day for the war, to remember the war of Gog and Magog against Jerusalem. So nations will come spontaneously. Those nations that will not come on this pilgrimage, they will have no rain. What about Mitzrayim, which needs no rain? V'yim mishpachas Mitzrayim lo saleh v'lo v'o v'lo aleihem tihiyeh ha-magefo asher yigof Hashem es hagoyim asher lo yalu l'chok es chag hasukos. Okay, they can't be punished with the absence of rain. They'll be punished with a magefo, with a plague. Everyone, all nations of the world, will come or else suffer not having come to worship God on Chag HaSukkos and in Yerushalayim. So tihiyeh chatas Mitzrayim v'chatas kol hagoyim asher lo ya'alu l'chog es Chag HaSukkos. That will be the end. That will be the sin. That will be the failure of all these nations. Either you come to Yerushalayim and take part in the new world of Shalom and Achva, etc., or you stay behind and you suffer the consequences. Vayom hahu yihiyeh al mitzilos hasus kodesh lashem. On that day, even the bells on the horses will have the inscription kodesh lashem, sacred unto God. Vahoyo hasiros beveis hashem kamizrokim lifnei hamizbeach. And the metal pots in God's house shall be like the basins before the altar, which, says Malbim, means that the karbonos will be so plentiful, that the meat will be in these many, many siros, many, many pots, and the blood of the sacrifice will be in these many, many mizrokim, in these many, many basins which contain the blood of the sacrifices. V'hoya kol sir b'Yerushalayim of Yehuda kodesh l'Hashem Tzevokos. Every pot in Jerusalem and Yehuda will be sacred to God. Uvo kol hazovchim v'lakchu mehem v'vishlu vohem. There will be such a multitude of korbonos, of sacrifices, sacrifices of gratitude, sacrifices of shlomim, sacrifices of confession, etc., etc. And people will come just from all over. And everybody will donate these sacrifices. People will just bring spontaneously from their own farms and from wherever they can, they'll bring the animals for the sacrifices. They won't need to have socharim. They will not need to have traders, tradesmen, bringing and brokering these animals. It will be more direct. V'lo yihyeh chanani od. Chanani here means, for the Malbim, a socher, a tradesman. It will no longer be a big business. Everybody will bring their own animals. Beveis Hashem Tzevokos, to the house of the Lord of Hosts, Bayom Hahu, on that great day. We understand certainly why this Haftorah, the conclusion of the book of Zechariah, is read on the first day of Sukkos, the day in which we celebrate the ultimate Geula, the downfall of Gog and Magog. That's another dimension to why we experience the Yom Tov of Sukkos as Zman Simchosenu, a day of joy and rejoicing forevermore. And so we have finished together our study of the 14 chapters of Sefer Zechariah. Yitz Hashem, the bad parts of the nevuah, the suffering and everything, we have certainly already experienced. We don't need to anticipate more. But hopefully the beautiful, positive message, the message of hope and salvation, and the ge'ula ha'asido ha'shlemo, the complete ge'ula, will come upon us speedily in our times. Thank you for listening.